Good morning. It's 7:31. You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Bright sunshine and 36 degrees right now in Center City. While Delaware lawmakers are considering whether to incrementally raise the minimum wage from $9.25 to $15 an hour over 4 years, another legislative effort seeks to eliminate sub-minimum wage paid to a few hundred residents who have disabilities. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Section 14C of the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act was enacted before World War II to give people with disabilities the chance to work. But more than 80 years later, Delaware could become one of the handful of states moving to phase out such programs. Nationwide, the average pay at so-called sheltered workshops is less than $3.50 an hour. State Rep. Deborah Heffernan is sponsoring the bill.
The goal of the program in the 30s was to have meaningful work opportunities in supervised settings. You know, it was considered progressive at the time, but now there are many more employment options open to people with disabilities.
Terry Hancharick chairs Delaware's Council for Persons with Disabilities. She said two nonprofits still have such workshops. One job they do is putting the prizes in little plastic balls used in supermarket bubblegum machines.
It was supposed to be so that they could learn job skills and then go out to jobs. But what happened through the years is that they never left there and went to other jobs. They stayed there pretty much forever.
The bill would give programs 2 years to phase out workshops or pay the actual minimum wage. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.